Warp Pipe Wednesday.
Ooh, Jay, what's shaking?
Well, a lot, actually.
Real quick, I'm interrupting you. Dude, we both have green hats on. I just noticed.
It's always, we're always going to match or like be the opposite.
Right.
I don't really know why that happens. Me and Russ don't plan it, but it's pretty funny. And also, I don't know if you noticed this, but my face is a little larger because I realized my camera like was zoomed back a little bit. It's like, you know what? I need to like size closer to Russ's size. So
right. So we look similar. Yeah, we do look
so
same
look
proportions.
A little more similar proportions. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to up the game. You know, why not?
There we go. Why not?
So I come to a realization that I was depressed. Not really. I say that jokingly. And sorry, I know depression is a real thing that people struggle with. But I was not happy with my physical appearance. So I got a gym membership and I've gone to the gym 3 days in a row.
Okay.
And I've been eating better and I've been doing the intermittent fasting more strictly. And I think by like the end of March, I should be where I want to be. But I posted a picture of Instagram with my dad belly poking out. And you ever seen the movie Pineapple Express?
Yeah.
There's this one line where they walk in and the guy goes, "I know, I'm a disgusting human." And I posted that underneath it. So, but here's the reason why you post the picture.
Okay.
It's extremely embarrassing and vulnerable to post a picture of yourself looking as disgusting as I looked in the Instagram post. And for those of you that want to see it, it's just Jay's Fitness. Because that's literally all it is. It's just my fitness. So I go on there and I post this picture and I'm like, all right, so yes, this is disgusting. I look terrible. I'm embarrassed of this picture. However, in 2 months, when I'm looking awesome, no one's going to care what that picture looks like. They're just going to be like, wow, how'd you do that? So now I have to do it basically because I can't just go on looking like that for the internet to see forever, you know? Yes, that's the one. That is it. Like, that is disgusting. Like, I look like white trash.
Cup of retro. You got this, dude.
Yeah.
Fitness sandwich in my belly. You can do it.
Yep. See, right there, I know I'm a disgusting person. So, anyway. Oh, I guess there's a couple pictures of me and music artist for whatever reason.
Fair enough.
So, anyway. So, I'm real sore in my chest. My bicep was killing me this morning.
Yeah.
And then today I did legs and like my daughter kept asking me to go get stuff downstairs and this and that. And I was like, Ellery, like, I literally don't want to walk up and down these stairs one more time. Like, I am dying.
Jeez.
So anyway, we'll see what it'll look like in March.
That's it. I mean, the hardest part I would say with anything like that is sticking to the schedule and keeping up with it. You're like, okay, I have my goal here. You know, I want to be fit by March. So it's probably the first few weeks are probably the hardest because you got to get into that rhythm, right?
Yeah, it's getting into the rhythm and getting your body used to like, okay, we're going to be doing some really hard stuff. Because like right now, like, I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow. I was going to do chest tomorrow, but I might actually have to do like shoulders or like focus on abs or obliques or something because it's my body's still not used to. I mean, I took 6 months off. I basically stopped in August.
Yeah.
And just never went back.
Jeez.
So anyway, I'm happy to be back in there. It feels good to be in there again. And I'm sad that I let myself get back to that state, but I have the knowledge. I know how to get back to where I want to be. So
perfect.
I'll be putting weekly pictures up on Just Jay's Fitness so you can see hopefully my belly will be getting smaller and smaller.
There we go.
That's right.
The other thing I'm doing is, I don't know if I had mentioned, I started a vocal training, like 30-day coaching. I don't know what the heck you would call it, but each day it has something. I like how it's broken down because he gives you a Google document, like spreadsheet. And it has each day, these are the videos you need to click on and complete the exercise.
It's like a homework assignment.
Right. And they have like check marks that you can do on it. So to say that you did it. So it's like day one, these two. And it goes through the week. And then week two, you maybe have three videos you got to accomplish. So I've been doing pretty good with that. But I did get like a cold, sort of cold. So I had singing issues, so I couldn't keep up with it, but I still would try my morning exercise to warm up my voice. I usually do it when I'm driving to work, so I got about, 10, 15 minute drive, so that seems to work. So I've been doing that so I wouldn't miss a day, and I'm almost better. I'll probably be better by the weekend.
Yeah.
And then I'll be able to really hammer in on that. But I did want to try to get maybe some type of exercising in as well.
Oh, yeah? Because, like physical exercise?
Man, I tell you, carrying Gwen in her carrier up three flights of stairs every day, I'm like, and she's only getting heavier.
That's it.
I'm like, I got to do something to like strengthen up a little bit.
Now, how's your cardio? Like when you get up, are you like breathing heavy? Or are you pretty good with that? It's mostly just the.
Yeah, I'm not too bad. I mean, I did used to run, and it's been quite some time since I went running, and it's tough to go during the cold. I do have my stroller has bicycle wheels on it for running, so I can take Gwen with me. Maybe when it warms up a little bit, I'll do that. But I'll be online and seeing some videos, and I see the videos where you don't need any weights or anything, and you're just doing certain, calisthenics, essentially. Yeah. I was like, maybe I could do that.
I mean, your body weight is really good for like push-ups, mm-hmm. And even if you didn't want to buy like free weights, you could always get like an exercise band that like stretches, like you would step on part of it and like curl the other part,
Right, right.
Or just find things you have laying around the house. Like, for example, I have this jar full of pennies randomly. It's pretty heavy.
There you go. Lift the jars of pennies.
That's right.
I mean, I do get my lifting exercise at work because I'm lifting heavy cookie boxes, croissant boxes, bagels.
Like, right.
I'm putting all the freezer stuff away at Costco. So that stuff is heavy because I've actually run into like a, tennis elbow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so now I bought a band that has like pressure and this and that. I'm like, well, how'd I get rid of that now?
Tennis elbow's rough, dude. I've had like golfer's elbow before, which is kind of like the opposite of tennis elbow, but it's still pretty gnarly.
So I'm like, I got to do stretches or something for that to get into better shape.
We're getting old, Russ. It sucks, but it's happening.
That's what it is. But other than that, I bought a couple concert tickets, and I'll be going to a concert next weekend.
Who are you seeing?
I'm going to be seeing MXPX and the Ataris in New York.
Oh, that's right. They're coming to Atlanta soon. I wish I could go, but I think I would have a hard time asking the wife to go to another one after that Blink ticket that I purchased for the summer.
Ah, yes. I'll be also at Blink solo.
Yes, me too.
In the summer, so that'll be a fun discussion. But I did also just pick up Avril Lavigne and Simple Plan tickets.
Oh, you know what's so funny about that? When I saw Avril Lavigne, she was also with Simple Plan. This was like 20 years ago in like 2002 or 3.
How about that?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm most excited for Simple Plan. Last time I saw them was probably at Warped Tour, I want to say. And it's been quite some time, so it'd be cool to see them. I just got lawn tickets for me and the wife. They were like $40. So I was like, that's fine. I can swing that. So we'll be going to that in some time of the summer as well. And then I'm on the fence for one more concert. I'm trying to find someone to go with. So I have to like reach out to a bunch of my friends because it's a slightly different style of music, but it's a hardcore festival. It's Hatebreed's 30th anniversary concert.
Wow.
And so they're playing With Honor is another big hardcore band, and I think there's like six other bands. What I found it interesting is the show starts at noon, so it's like an afternoon thing.
And interesting. So Hatebreed in the afternoon.
That's it. Well, Hatebreed probably go on at like six, I guess.
Oh wow, okay, gotcha.
So we'll see. I'm trying to find someone to go with. I was like, hey, I'll bring the baby, put some headphones on her. I'll get a onesie that says like baby Hatebreed. Metal or Hatebreed and like something.
That's hilarious.
So
baby,
we'll see.
Baby Gwen going to her first Hatebreed concert.
I know. Get in the pit. Speaking of not the pit, but thinking of the baby, because I would have to wear the baby strap thing. Oh, I wonder if I could bring it up. I was chatting with Ganyman because we were talking about Spider-Man. So I don't know if I mentioned, I did finally beat Spider-Man 2 on PS5. But now I'm going back and completing the side story so I can 100% it. And I had sent a picture of Miles' suit, and we zoomed in, and you could actually see like his sneakers in the picture. And apparently, what was the brand? Adidas possibly made those shoes like you can buy. And I was like, what? No way. I was like, you could buy his shoes, but they obviously sold out like instantly.
Of course.
Let's see. Are these Adidas? Yes, they are Adidas. So I'll like zoom in so you guys can see.
Yeah, let me see what this looks like.
If you guys are watching on the YouTube, you'll be able to see the shoe.
Oh, those are actually pretty sick.
So they have those, and they actually have ones with Spider-Man that has the Venom like coming up on his sneaker.
Oh, wow. That's kind of sick, too. Yeah, I like that.
So he was like, they sold out instantly, but then I found them on a resale shoe site called Goat, G-O-A-T. And they were $223 for 9.5s. And he's
mercy.
Like, he's like, not terrible. I spent more on Jordan 3s. He's like, I get them if I'd cosplay as Spider-Man. So I was like, oh, you know, I was thinking about maybe getting one of the like spandex suits for Spider-Man. And I was like, I'm sure Gwen can be Spider-Gwen a few more cons. And he was like, dude, he's like, you got to be the spider dad from Spider-Verse with the pink robe.
Amazing.
And he's got the baby in there. And then the baby has like a little like Spider-Man hat that Gwen could wear.
That's so funny.
So I was like, maybe that could be a cosplay there. I just got to get pink bathrobe.
I like the pink bathrobe. That's great.
And like low key, I have a Spider-Man onesie. But if I'm going to wear a onesie and a bathrobe, that's going to be so hot.
Yeah,
so
that's going to be hot. Plus, he didn't have the mask on.
Right. Well, the onesie is like a hood, too.
Oh, okay.
But if I get the spandex thing, I think that would just be where it's at. I mean, I guess I could just get like the shirt if we're going to have a bathrobe.
Russ, I commend your cosplaying. I hate dressing up, so not for me.
Yeah, I like going to the conventions, showing it off. I usually, you know, I'll bring a change of clothes so I can do it for a little bit, do a few laps. Like when I flew out to Portland, Oregon for the Game Expo, I brought my NES Jason and I put that on and went around a couple times. And then, you know, it's hot. And also, I can't wear my glasses with the Jason mask, so it's hard to see.
Right.
And then, you know, I want to be filming as well. So then it's like too much stuff going on. So I was like, I only cosplay for a little bit.
It's a lot going on, Russ.
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what I did like 2 days ago?
2 days ago.
I know it's a...
Hurt yourself at work.
No, I didn't do that. Thank God. I went on to eBay randomly, and I found something that I've wanted to make a video on for quite a while.
Oh, okay.
So I sent a best offer, was accepted. It's in the mail. So do you know what that means?
A possible new YouTube video coming.
That means there might be at least one more NES Addict YouTube video.
Nice.
It's a Nintendo Oddities of sort. I don't know if this thing that I'm ordering was licensed by Nintendo or not, but it's really cool.
Okay.
And it's really cool because of what it changes the appearance of something.
Okay.
So I don't know if I should give up too much information because I kind of want it to be a surprise.
Yeah. You want people to head to the channel and check out.
You got
to
come watch it. So I'll obviously, for those of you that listen, I will update you. I'll probably get it in the mail this week. This weekend I'm at my mom's. So I'm guessing probably next weekend I'll film it. And then I'm going to not be in a rush to, like normally back in the day, I would have filmed it on Friday, edited it all night Friday night and put it out Saturday morning. I don't know that that'll be the way I do it this time, but I'm thinking by March, you should see something. So
nice.
Yeah. So I'm excited about it.
There we go. Good to get. Yeah. Back into the content game.
That's right. We'll see. Maybe I can remember how to edit. Remember all the hot keys.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been doing pretty good with Final Cut Pro, how we set it up recently and cranking through some videos. I'm going to put a poll up on my YouTube channel to see if people want to see the Disney vlogs on my main channel as well. But other than that, I put up a video of me going to Savers with Gwen. We did some game hunting and I went to Savers and Goodwill What's funny is I had her in the stroller, and the stroller was a pretty good camera mount.
There you go.
Because I had a, what would you call it?
Like a Joby?
Like a clamp.
Okay.
For my GoPro. So I would clamp it on my backpack so I'd get this first person view.
Right.
Where I can grab stuff, and then I'd take it out and then clamp it onto the carrier.
Okay, cool.
And then talk to it. And then I can like roll the camera. It'd be like a rolling shot.
Yeah. Or,
you know, I'd roll her a little bit further away to get a further shot. So it was pretty good. So we did that. I put that video out. And then I just put out a new video today, which will be a week old when you guys are hearing this. But I did a top 10 game secrets that you should know.
Yeah, I saw that actually pop up. And I thought, I'm going to watch this at some point today. I haven't yet, but I will.
So I whipped it together. The longest part was obviously capturing game footage for 10 different games. And so I did my best with that. And then basically it's me recording an intro and an outro on camera, and everything else is voiceover. So I kind of just go off the cuff, like, all right, I'll just hit record, talk about this game, and then we'll fill it in from there. And the editing was pretty good. One minor to slightly big mistake.
Okay.
I start the tips and tricks video off with Contra, right? Everyone knows Konami code.
That's right.
Well, I said the Konami code wrong.
You're going to get so much. Hey, you know what, though, Russ? You know what I've learned about people that do like TikTok videos and like short videos, or even some YouTube videos? I'll notice that creators sometimes will intentionally do something wrong because it increases engagement.
I gotten 3 comments on it, and I've never seen these people comment before. So
that's you. It.
I was like, hey, thanks for it. I added an extra, but I did up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, B, A, start. Okay. And I even had the text on the screen, and they're like, it's A, B, start.
Or yeah.
B, A, start. I don't even know now.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, I was like, well, thanks for the comment.
But yeah, like, I've noticed that they'll do it intentionally. So that, because what's the first thing everybody's going to do? They're going to run to the comment section and correct you, right?
Yes.
Because we're keyboard warriors. And I mean, I'm guilty of it too. I'm sure I've corrected somebody like a real jerk before. So,
right. It's just for whatever reason, you're more inclined to correct someone rather than being like, hey, I liked your video. I thought that was cool. Like, leave that comment. You're like,
yeah.
Hey, you know, you got this wrong.
You know, your video sucks because the first thing you said was wrong.
Blast it.
But so, speaking of YouTube still, Russ, you've had a lot of success doing shorts in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I recently was like looking at my YouTube channel, and I was like, wow, I hit 8,000 subscribers. Like, when did that happen? I have an old short that I made that's like starting to pick up steam, and I've picked up about 1,200 subscribers in the past like 3 or 4 days.
Wow, see, there you go.
Yeah, so I mean, that's kind of exciting because I've literally done nothing. I posted it on the community page, and I was like, mm-hmm. Hey, like, I hit 8,000 subs. I don't know how, because I haven't posted in months, but thank you, and maybe I'll hit 10K one day. That'd be kind of cool. So yeah, I'm at 8.19K subscribers, which is, I was like at 7.2 or something. I don't know. Who knows what I was at, but like a,
right.
like a week ago. I was like, that's kind of cool. So I don't know. Maybe I'll do some shorts coming up on the YouTube channel along with the video that I'm going to be doing just to see. Maybe I can hit that 10K. That'd just be kind of a cool little milestone.
There you go.
So we'll see.
I did want to do a quick comment shout out.
Oh, yes.
Almost like a reply here. So.
Let's do it.
Let's see.
Comment shout out.
What did they say?
So we got DT Phenomenal responding to us, said, hey guys, I do have older beats and songs I made on my YouTube where I use the generator for the drums and sometimes samples. I have music in iTunes and Spotify as well. Yeah, I hate where it puts it up.
Sorry, I'm just being weird.
Crazy things I did, like play drums or guitar, put it on a CD, and resample it in the generator. Side note, the files typically took an entire memory card. Now, this is a response to, we were talking on, I believe it was like there's a PlayStation game that you can do MTV beats on. And Jay was like, oh, where's that music that you made?
Yeah.
Let us know.
Right. And he did.
And again, he has a YouTube channel, DT Phenomenal, right here, 62 subscribers. He's got 53 videos. So what he was actually saying, which is kind of ingenious, he wanted to add some extra. So I guess the way it works somehow, maybe you put CDs in it and okay. then it rips the tracks from there.
Yeah.
So he would make his own beats, burn it to a CD, put that in, and then get those beats onto the program because you couldn't go directly in. But let's see. I don't know. This one is a year ago. Zone Out free beat. Let's see if this plays. I just put this on driving.
It's like that's right. Music. It's like lo-fi. You can totally zone out on that.
Sweet.
DT Phenomenal.
Sounds good.
Thanks for letting us know.
He said he's on iTunes and all that, so if you guys want to give him a listen, DT Phenomenal. Tell him the Weekly War Pipe sent you.
That's right. let's get him to 100 subs. Come on.
Yeah. Well, I'm not even subscribed. I'll give you the.
There you go. Bam. 63.
63.
Sweet. Do we have that? Do we have that? Russ made a thing for us so I can do with the thing that we talked about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let's do that. That'll be fun.
Let's do that.
Hey, check this out.
All right, for those of you that are not watching and only listening, it said creator shout out. So
maybe I should put a voiceover on that one too.
maybe just for the audio listeners. So talk to Russ about adding some little bit of pizzazz in our show here, like comment shout out that Russ just added. That was his idea, not mine. Good job, Russ. And I thought, you know, like what's more fun than having your channel shouted out? And so some community engagement, or like maybe letting you learn about a creator you didn't know about. And I don't mm-hmm. necessarily know that this person is a fan of either of our channels.
Okay.
But I just kind of came upon them the other day and I was like, this is a really good channel. I enjoy this. And the name of the channel is HPR Shredder. HPR Shredder. And he does these really long, like 45 minute, like drawn out videos, but it's like really in depth, really great editing. The one that got me was a Metroid episode, and in the Metroid episode, he actually pulled a picture of NES Complex's Is It Fun, because he was talking about people hate on Metroid.
Okay,
because it's kind of understood. That might be the defense of the original right there. Maybe lead with that. Yeah. I don't know if it's that one or the
well, it's a clip, so it's only 49.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so but
oh, that's it up here.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. So you can show that if you want. Really great channel, and here, watch for yourself.
1986, Nintendo continued their streak of releasing groundbreaking genre-defining video games with Metroid for the Famicom Disk System, and later the NES. In recent years, this game has garnered a reputation of being frustrating, cryptic, and skippable. I'm here to tell you, I believe that reputation is wholly undeserved. Metroid is a fantastic game through and through. This game respects the player and itself. It's challenging, rewarding, and flexible. It offers tremendous replay value and replay incentive, and it has the best soundtrack I've encountered in a Famicom title to date.
I have that TV too.
Yeah, that white Trinitron is sick.
Yeah, I got picked that up at a Goodwill. Yeah, it definitely reminds me of NES Complex for sure.
Yeah.
And how he is storyboarding this and doing the voiceover on it.
Yeah, so he does a really fantastic job, and I feel like 3.88K subscribers isn't enough. I mean, granted, he only has 56 videos, but he puts a lot of time and effort into them, and they're really good. So Yeah, if you're interested in what you just kind of heard, go check him out. I've been enjoying it. And also, it's rare when I find like a new YouTuber that I haven't seen in a while. So I just thought it'd be fun to start shouting out some of you guys' channels who, you know, I kind of peep without your knowledge sometimes. Like, so, yeah.
Yeah, kind of like what you're watching.
Yeah.
I found this person. Maybe you'll enjoy it too as well.
That's it.
Yeah, certainly my YouTube watching has changed differently being when me and my wife are on the couch. So I have to watch kind of some stuff she would be interested in. So a lot of times I don't always watch my gaming related channels and stuff like that. I'll have to do that like laying in bed or.
That's where I do all mine. I pop in the AirPods so I don't wake my wife up and I just watch on my phone.
There you go.
Oh, one last thing, Russ, real quick.
Yeah. So
I sent you a text today and I kind of rudely asked because I was in a hurry.
Oh, right.
So I'm sorry. And let me see, how did I word it? I said, send me the Rusty Man link. No, very direct to the point. No, please. No, thank you. But I had this idea. Part of where I work is it's called a children's enrichment center. And a lot of these kids are like watching little YouTube videos throughout the day. So I was going to suggest that some of these people put on Rusty Man to get your views up. You know,
there we go.
But like for whatever reason, I could not, when I type in Rusty Man or when I type in Rusty Man pizza party, it's like you would think you would be the first thing to pop up, but you're not. So I'm scrolling and I can't find you. And I don't know why.
It's so here, I'll jump back over to the screen share there. Cause what, you know, I didn't think of is it's my name, right? Russ, if you type in Russ Lyman or Rusty Man, it's the same search, right?
Oh, that's true. So it's like buried under all your regular stuff.
So you need to really put Rusty space man pizza party.
Oh, and then you and come
then
up.
And I'm up there. So the first one there. Or if you want to be even more searchable, I think we went with Rusty Man. Shoot, what was the at? Rusty Man.
But don't you skip man a space there?
Kids songs? Now I'm trying to remember what my at was. Well, I guess here, if you just click here. Rusty Man for kids.
Rusty Man for kids.
So that's all like right. My at symbol. If you're trying to find the channel and you can't, it won't come up. Rusty Man, FORKIDS, for kids.
I'm going to take a picture of that.
Because Rusty Man obviously is taken because it's my channel as Russ Lyman.
That's so great.
I was like, okay, it has to be Rusty Man something. So I was like, should it be Rusty Man sings, Rusty Man songs, Rusty Man kids channel?
Right.
So we went with Rusty Man for kids.
There you go.
And so I still only have the one song up there. It will be a lot easier once I have some longer format videos.
Right.
To be able to promote the channel. But I'll be talking to my buddy Mike is going to be coming on and doing a puppet.
Nice.
And then he was talking to our mutual friend D, and she plays guitar, and she said she'd be interested in doing some stuff, so I can have her on the channel singing some kids songs as well. And I think with us three, it'll be a nice roundabout fun kids channel.
That's awesome. And I still have to write you a song.
That's right. Oh, and someone wanted you to do
backing vocals.
Yeah, and I was like, I mean, I could somehow send you the track and you can record it in Final Cut and then send me the raw file.
Oh man,
I'll throw it in there.
We can try it. We'll see if it works.
Sweet. That probably sums up everything on this Warp Pipe Wednesday. We did want to give a quick shout out to our Patreons. Let's see, where am I? I'm over here and then here. Dan and Nicole's Treasures Untold, Joe Sheevy, Trace Living Good, Samantha Chang, Ronnie Torres, Retroholic 16, and Austin Mills. If you guys want to find a way to support the show and the stuff that I do, just head over to patreon.com/RussLyman. Little as a dollar a month helps go towards all the fees and stuff for the podcast and endeavors. Other than that, check out the weekly warppipe.com for all your needs, all the videos, merch, and fun stuff. You can catch us every Wednesday and Saturday at 7 a.m. All right, guys. As always, keep your world fun bit by bit.